This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan on Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The Bagram pullout brings an effective end to the longest war in American history. The base, an hour's drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. It was also where the CIA ran a black site detention center for terrorism suspects and subjected them to abuse that President Barack Obama subsequently acknowledged as torture. Earlier this week, the top U.S. commander, General Austin Miller, told journalists in Kabul that civil war for Afghanistan was a possibility, with Taliban fighters sweeping into districts around the country in recent weeks as foreign troops flew home. An Afghan official said the base would be handed over to the government at a ceremony on Saturday.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Rescue efforts continue in the aftermath of a partial building collapse in Surfside, Florida, that has left at least 20 people dead and 128 unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Friday that two bodies were found Thursday evening.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
The remains of the two victims were seen being placed into body bags Friday and taken to medical examiner vans parked nearby. Florida officials are working on plans to demolish what's left of the oceanfront condominium building. The plans were revealed Thursday after concerns about the structure's instability prompted a 15-hour halt to the search for survivors. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com.